From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello, and welcome back. Today's question, what do the best leaders do in times of tragedy? As I record this podcast, there's been tragedy in the news week after week. The mass killing in a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, the bombing of the airport in Istanbul, Turkey, the controversial shooting deaths of black men at the hands of police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana, and the murder of five police officers in Dallas. Each of those terrible events touches the lives of people who are also someone's employees, maybe yours. But even if your team has escaped tragedy to this point, I can tell you from personal experience that you, as a manager, need to be prepared. So let me help you. Here are 10 things to keep in mind when leading during and after a tragic event. Number 1. Understand that while you are responsible for the work of your team, you as a leader are also key to their emotional health after a tragedy. Your attention to their well-being may not be in your job description as a manager, but it is essential to anyone who aspires to be a leader. Number 2. Make it safe for your employees to express their feelings. Number 3. Look to your formal and informal leaders to assist you. Some people need spiritual support, for example, and you may have a team member who's qualified to offer words of religious comfort. Know your team well enough to know if this can be done with respect to the various religious beliefs of your team, and make it voluntary, of course. Number 4. Give people relief. For some, relief comes from diving into work. For others, it means stepping back to rest and reflect. Some people, however, need encouragement, even a nudge from you to take time for themselves. When a leader tells you, go, take some time for you, you'll be better for us when you get back, it can make a difference. Number 5. Know your limits. You are not a professional counselor. Some tragedies, workplace violence, for example, require the assistance of grief counselors who are trained to deal with the great array of emotional responses that come to different people at different times. Number 6. If you offer formal grief counseling sessions in the workplace, make sure to attend them yourself. Not only do you need the help as much as anyone, but your team takes its cues from you. If the boss doesn't attend, well, they may assume that showing up for counseling is some sign of weakness, and it's not. Number 7. If there are funerals involved, do whatever you can. Make exceptional efforts to allow all who want to attend to do so, regardless of their work schedule. People will remember that you made this happen. Number 8. People often want to take up collections to support colleagues who experience tragedy or trauma. Your role in this should be supportive, for sure, but let your team take the lead. If the boss is the point person for collections, some people may feel pressured to donate, feeling that they'll be judged by you. They may also feel that since you represent the company, that you're asking them to substitute their generosity for something the organization should provide. Here's hoping your company and your team make a show of support. Number 9. Food helps. Just as we bring casseroles to neighbors, food in the workplace can be a comfort in traumatic times. I have many friends in the media in Dallas, Texas, who've spent long, difficult days and nights covering the shooting death of 5 police officers there. And everywhere they turn, they are immersed in stories of loss, anger, and heartache. Other news organizations from across the country have been sending food to that newsroom as a show of support. It really matters. Number 10. Remember that grief is a process, one that people experience both as individuals and also collectively as a team. Sometimes after a tragedy, it surfaces as guilt or anger. You need to know that it's normal. And know that anniversaries and other meaningful dates can bring those feelings right up to the surface. Plan for that and honor those feelings. Finally, take care of yourself. You'll be holding a lot of other people on your shoulders, and the best way to keep your strength is to pay attention to your own needs, too. Connect with whatever nourishes you physically and mentally. And just know that things will get better. A painful process that is made less so when you lead with care. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler for Loyola University, Chicago.